This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to money and America's National Park Service, with the system turning 100 years old on Friday. The park portfolio includes 409 parks and monuments covering 84 million acres in all. From the Marketplace Bureau at Oregon Public Broadcasting, Mitchell Hartman reports.
On a family hike through an out-of-the-way national park recently, this babbling brook provided the soundtrack. At a more popular destination, though, we could have heard this.
The current road conditions for Yosemite National Park are as follows.
300 million people will pour into national parks this year, and the Park Service just can't handle it, says Rob Smith of the National Parks Conservation Association.
It's not getting near the money, maybe only 60 cents on the dollar of what the parks actually need in order to maintain the bathrooms, the lodges, the roads.
Congress authorized $2.8 billion this year to fund the parks, but the Park Service says its maintenance backlog now totals $12 billion. One option, let corporations pay for some facility upgrades in exchange for naming and promotion rights. Bad idea, says Kristen Strader of Public Citizen.
This policy would really open the door for more commercialism.
She says the national parks are a public resource and they should be funded by taxpayers. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.